This is Susan V. Brock of Telluride Inside and Out, and I have the distinct pleasure of speaking with the dream team behind the Telluride AIDS Benefit Student Fashion Show, which is the kickoff of TAB's Week in Telluride. I am speaking with Senior Mary Alexa Cavanaugh. She was the choreographer last year. She returns as this year's director. Her assistant is Tony Hill. The director intern is Junior Katie Gumbel, being groomed to take over next year. And Keith Hill returns as technical director. You also may remember John Gerald. At the end of last year's amazing show, he came out with his partner and declared to a standing room only crowd, "I am gay." This year, John went from model to working quietly behind the scenes as the student fashion show's artistic director. Listen to what all five have to say about the show and why they believe TAB and AIDS education is, in general, is so very important. Everyone, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Hello.
Hi, y'all. So, Mary Alexa, we'll start with you. Having choreographed last year's fashion show, you returned to an even bigger job. Are you crazy, or do you think TAB's mission is important enough for you to sacrifice all the time and energy required to put on such a large, ambitious production?
Well, I don't think I'm crazy, because TAB is really not something I need to check off my extracurricular to-do list, and it allows for me to be a part of the unique Telluride experience in which we use the arts as a vehicle for social change and use our local vision for global action. And with this incredible nonprofit, I'm able to reach people and help people of all age groups as far as sub-Saharan Africa and even here on the Western Slope.
That is a fabulous answer. Thank you. And Keith, you too, you're back again after last year's show and the wonderful film you made for the event. Why do you think TAB's mission to educate young people and also the not-so-young about HIV/AIDS is so very important?
Well, as Candy DeGraw, the Telluride AIDS Benefit founder, came and told the high school kids recently, the infection rates of AIDS over the past 20 years have not dropped at all. And it's not like the 80s or the 90s where people are so freaked out about it and scared about it and it's all over the news, even though it really is the exact same danger. And so the single most important thing, easily, without a doubt, is just to have people know about it and how easy it is to be prevented.
Wonderful answer. Thank you. So, Tony, you're Keith's twin. Do your ideas about the importance of AIDS education twin with his? What do you have to say on the subject?
Yes, I completely and totally agree with everything that Keith believes, but I definitely have my own distinct view on this ongoing issue. And that's because in this town we are very isolated, but because we are a vacation spot, there's an influx of people that are constantly coming in. And the problem with this is that when we have these tourists come in, everyone gets excited because it's new faces and new people and it's fun. But this allows for you to go out, get drunk, do drugs with these people that you are meeting with for the first time. You could wind up hooking up, and then that leaves you alone, you know, when that person leaves with HIV.
Wow. Very profound. Thank you for that. Katie, you are no stranger to entertainment on a grand scale. It's in your genetic soup. Your dad's Blues and Brews is one of the town's signature festivals. But why, with such a busy schedule in and out of the classroom, have you chosen to support the educational outreach part of TAB's mission by becoming a peer educator and working the fashion show?
Well, my dad does what he does because his passion is to make others happy, and I really look up to that. And I just want to be able to follow in his footsteps and give back to the community, and if it means taking time out of my schedule, I'm willing to do that.
Wonderful. Thank you. So, John, it comes down to you. When the pandemic that came to be known as AIDS was first announced in the mid-1980s, it caused a great deal of polarization in the country. The disease was originally called gay-related immune deficiency, or GRID, and national figures such as Pat Buchanan and Jerry Falwell preached that the virus was divine revenge on homosexuals for crimes against nature. Today we know how untrue that is. AIDS is an equal opportunity plague. Would you talk about the role ignorance plays in the spread of the disease, John? And in your opinion, is the virus still feared in the gay community, or do young gays think, oh, well, all I have to do is take a pill, so no big deal?
I believe ignorance is the reason for the spread of AIDS because it is a preventable virus. And it spread back in the 80s because people weren't aware of who could get it and what it was. And unfortunately, to this day, people are still unaware of the precautions they need to take to prevent this virus. And speaking for the gay community, yes, we do still fear it. It's still here, but we are now aware of what we have to do to stop it. And
So, and you're encouraging everyone to do just that.
Yes, I'm encouraging everyone to learn as much as they can and prevent it and stop it before they're put in a situation they don't want to be in.
Perfect. Thank you. All those were terrific answers. I have one more question for each of you. So in the order which you originally talked, if you could say only one thing to a friend about HIV/AIDS, what would your message be? Just a quick soundbite. Mary Alexis, starting with you.
I would say that we can all play a role in diminishing the stigma, and that is by never being ignorant, and no matter where we are and what age group we're from and what our sexual orientation is, we are obligated to have that dialogue.
Wonderful. Keith?
Well, first, I would say come to the Tarot AIDS benefit and support that everything that we do. And secondly, the strongest, most powerful warriors we have against this disease are just informed people. So teach yourself and be around someone who knows.
Oh, bravo. Thank you for that. And Tony?
I would say to educate yourself as much as you can and practice safe sex.
Fantastic. Katie?
I would tell my friends that they're not immune to this disease and they need to know how to protect themselves against AIDS.
Fabulous. And John, wrap it up.
Just be smart, be wise, be aware, and don't let ignorance put you in a situation that could have been avoided.
Perfect. Y'all, I can't thank you enough, and I look forward to the fashion show. This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I've been speaking to a remarkable crew of young people who are working day and night to make this show really matter to the Telluride AIDS benefit. It has been Mary Alexa Cavanaugh, Tony Hill, Katie Gumbel, Keith Hill, and John Gerald. Thank you all, and see you on Thursday at 6 o'clock at the Palm.
Yeah. Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Awesome. Happy days.